Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, hockey fans, and welcome back to episode 2 of the DFSR NHL podcast. I'm Chris Durrell. I'm a regular contributor here at DFSR.com. I cover NHL, MLB, NFL, PGA, NASCAR, and I'm here to bring you my breakdown of the main slate here on Thursday of the NHL. So let's get things started. Early in the season, there's been a lot of high-scoring games. I believe the average goals per game throughout the first week and a day here is right over 6 goals per game. And looking at tonight's 12-game slate, we've got 3 games, New Jersey, Washington, Pittsburgh, Vegas, and Detroit, Toronto, all with 6.5 Vegas totals. Now, this is something we didn't really see a whole lot of last year. You'd see one or two here or there, but not 3 games on one slate, so that's been pretty crazy. And then digging down a little bit deeper into the slate, almost every other game has a 6 over-under, with one game under 6, and that's a 5.5 total between the LA Kings and Montreal Canadiens. So there's a lot of high scoring, so we're looking for, especially in cash games, a little bit more upside, and definitely when you're doing your GPPs, something I talk about all the time is stacking, whether you're doing a full line stack or you're splitting things up and doing, you know, maybe grabbing like a Toronto is a good example, where they put all 3 centers, Kadri, Tavares, and Matthews, all in the same power play unit with Mitch Marner up there as well, and then you've got Morgan Riley on defense. So you can even stack 5 players from a team. It's going to cost a lot, especially a team like Toronto, but it is something that you want to look to, especially 3-man stacks. That's going to be key because you want to get as much exposure to those goals as possible. You know, it's very rare that you're going to see unassisted goals right now, so that's something you want to be looking at. And then for cash games, something I talked about in the episode 1 is doing mostly two-man stacks. I don't like to get too big with my stacks when it comes to cash games, just because I don't want to have so much exposure to one game where if that game doesn't hit, you know, 2 or 3 goals for that team, you know, you're kind of just sinking your whole entire lineup. So that's something I look at. And they don't necessarily need to be on the top line together, but definitely want guys, like if you're using Matthews and you're using even Marner, who are on, you know, the first line and the second line, it's good that they're on the power play together to share that time. So you're getting exposure to the top 2 lines from Toronto, and you're getting exposure to their top power play units. So that's something I like to look to for cash games. So to start off here in the podcast, the first thing I want to look at, first place I turn to every night, is the goaltender position. So the first one that I'm looking at, I wrote him up in my article today. He's the most expensive guy on both sides, is Andrei Vasilevskiy for Tampa Bay. There are home favorites minus 275 versus Vancouver. Vancouver has got off to a hot start, but like I said, I think they're going to regress back kind of where they were in the bottom of the league in offense last season. Tampa Bay was a good defense, and Vasilevskiy in his first season starting was had a career-high 44 wins. And then in his first start, he was very good. He faced 43 shots against the Florida Panthers. He saved 42 of those for 10.4 DraftKings points. So, and I think it was like 41 FanDuel points. So he's definitely the top guy I'm going to be paying up for in cash games tonight. He has a very high floor in a good matchup. He's a high favorite at home. That's something I'm really always look for. And then after him, if you want to save a little bit, someone that I'm probably going to be going to a lot, I just couldn't believe the price I wrote him up as well, is Carey Price. He's only 7,000 on DraftKings, a little bit higher, 8,100 on FanDuel, but on DraftKings, it does make a lot of sense. Like I said, that's the only game that is under 6 with a 5.5 total tonight. They're slight favorites against the Kings at home. Carey Price is a very good goalie. He started off the season, he's been up and down. He had one good start, one bad start. He allowed 3 goals against Toronto. He was very good in that game, though, if you watch that game. He only faced 26 shots, but he held Montreal in that game early. Toronto was taking a lot of shots early in that first period. He did, like I said, he allowed 3 goals in that game, but he ended up losing that one in overtime. He turned around against Pittsburgh Penguins in Pittsburgh and only allowed 1 goal and 22 shots. So he hasn't faced a ton of shots yet, but at that price, definitely makes a lot of sense to get him in your lineups, especially when you got a lot of these high-scoring games and you want to get exposure to these high-scoring teams. So he's definitely in play in cash tonight. From a GPP standpoint, I'm looking at Frederik Andersen. He's up there in the high price. I think he's going to be a little bit lower owned after kind of a terrible start, I guess. It would have been, about 4 or 5 days ago, he faced the Dallas Stars. He gave up 4 goals. He faced the Ottawa Senators. He gave up 4 goals. So he's had 2 back-to-back bad starts. He does face a ton of shots. He's facing a Detroit team that's just depleted of any, talent that they had in the past. There's no more Zetterberg there. So you got Larkin, but definitely for GPPs it makes sense. He's a minus 165 favorite tonight. And then on the cheaper side of things, the GPP goalie I'm looking at probably a little bit more is San Jose's Aaron Dell. They're a minus 140 favorite. He's 7,400 on DK, 7,700 on FanDuel. And then jumping over to the center position, if you can afford it tonight, if you're going with, say, like a Carey Price in cash games, you can't really go wrong with Matthews Tavares on Toronto, or McKinnon is probably my favorite of those three. Comes at a bit of a discount on DraftKings. Matthews probably my favorite on FanDuel. He's the cheapest of the three. And all three are producing a lot of shots. McKinnon the most. McKinnon's had a good start to the season. He's averaging 6.5 shots per game. He's had 4, 7, and 8 shots in his 3 games. He's got a goal in each of those games. And he's averaging about 21.5 minutes per game. So he's definitely a top guy if you're paying up. For cash games, I'm probably going down as well into the mid-range, looking at Joe Pavelski against the Rangers through 4 games. He's only recorded 2 points, 2 goals, but he's averaging 3 shots per game, and I'll be pairing with him with, I'm going to talk about winger here in a little bit, but you got Kevin LeBanc, who's jumped up on the top line, as well as Evander Kane, who started on the third line early in the year. He played in the top power play unit, but he's going to be jumping up to the top line. He was there last game, and he is a high shot volume guy as well. So that is one team where I might even... I'm probably going to go with a LeBanc for cheap, and then pairing him with like a Pavelski or a Kane, depending if I need that center or that extra wing spot there. And then on the cheap end of the centers for cash games, I do like Dylan Larkin for Detroit. Like I said, Toronto gives up a ton of shots. Larkin is on the top line, top power play unit. He's going to take a lot of shots. He's got 3 points in 3 games, averaging 3.7 shots per game and about 19.5 minutes of ice time. So definitely looking at him. And then Braden Point. His price went down after their first game of the season. It was disappointing that he didn't get it. He only got 2 shots on goal, but he skated 24.5 minutes of ice time. That was second on the team to Ryan McDonough. So I like the ice time that he's going to get. He's going to be second line, second power play unit. Tyler Johnson's on his line again tonight, and I just see that those shot totals are going to go up a little bit, and he's going to have a good chance in this possible high-scoring game. I think Tampa Bay is... there's 12 teams that are projected for 3-plus goals tonight, and I think Tampa Bay is right there near the top. Yeah, they're second with about 3.8 goals, tied with Pittsburgh for top projected goals tonight. So getting exposure to them at a very cheap price point allows you to go up and spend up and get McKinnon, Tavares, or McKinnon, like I said, at the center position, especially for your cash games. I'll be using him as a GPP stack as well. And then for GPPs, a couple guys I'm looking at, Jonathan Toews for Chicago. They're underdogs going on the road into Minnesota tonight. He's had a really good start to the game. He's got 5 goals, 6 points. He's got those shots. He's averaging over 4 shots per game so far. And then Evgeny Kuznetsov, they're on back-to-back tonight, but he's just been electric for Washington. Him and Alex Ovechkin paired together on the top line have just been amazing to start the year. He's got 7 points through 3 games, so definitely going to be looking at him again. Back to the San Jose Sharks, Logan Couture on the second line, 5,800 on DraftKings, a little bit better there, 6,700 on FanDuel, so definitely kind of looking to that for GPP to get more exposure to the San Jose Sharks. He's going to be up there with Pavelski and Kane on the power play as well, so looking to him. And then moving over to the wing position, start out with some cash game picks here. I really like the matchup for Boston tonight. Marchand's going to be the GPP play for me. He's not getting the shots, but the shot volume has really been coming down to David Pastrnak. And through 3 games, he's got 15 shots, 5 per game there. He's got 3 goals, 5 points. He's only, the ice time hasn't really been there for that top line in Boston, but they are, you put those three together, they're probably top three for sure, top lines in the league right now. So definitely looking at that. And if you aren't going with the Tavares or Matthews in cash games, I think you can get exposure to Mitch Marner. He does give you exposure to both those players. He skates with Tavares on the second line, and he jumps up with Matthews as well on the top power play unit, and I really like his price on FanDuel at 6,700. It really stands out, looking at in relation to the other guys kind of in that range. So I like him on both sides, but definitely for FanDuel cash tonight. Evander Kane, I mentioned him. He's a high shot volume guy. Jumped up to the top line, going to be top power play unit. With Joe Thornton out, I can see his ice time even increasing up from 17 minutes per game. Taking on a little bit more there. And then going down into the mid-range, I mentioned him last time. Cam Atkinson's another high shot volume guy coming off a season where he was about 3.6 shots per game. Through three games this year, he's got 4.7. He's got 2 points in those three games, so I do see that coming up. And they are playing Florida tonight, who they're going to be without Luongo for a little bit. Not a major injury, but he is out right now, so they're going to be facing James Reimer, who's... he's an all right. He's nothing more than really an average goaltender, so I like the spot for that Columbus, especially at his price for points per dollar value. And then on the cheaper end for cash games at the wing position, two guys are in at 5,600 on DraftKings, 6,300 on FanDuel. Zach Parise for Minnesota, he's had 4 shots in each of his first 2 games so far. And then Patrick Hornquist for Pittsburgh going up against a struggling Vegas team. If you've been watching any of the Vegas games, I've watched... two of their three, the Flyer one and then the one last night, they're in their own zone. They're just really struggling, those cross-ice passes, and that's something Pittsburgh can really take advantage of, is getting to them on the back door and getting some of those shots. I think they're going to get a ton of shots on Vegas. And I don't see Vegas continuing to struggle, but their defense, I guess you could say they probably overperformed last year. So definitely looking at Hornquist, who's a high-shot volume guy, skating up there with Sidney Crosby. And then a little bit cheaper, especially on FanDuel, is Alex DeBrincat. I'll be looking at him just for his price. His price is probably going to start going up because he's been playing very well for Chicago this year. 4 points in 3 games, a little over 18 minutes and 3 shots per game, playing with Jonathan Toews on that first line. So he can give you some exposure to that explosive Chicago offense on the top line at a very cheap price if you want to go that way in cash. And then if you're loading up with some guys, there's two guys that I'm looking at for a little on the cheap on both sites. Kevin LeBanc, I already mentioned him for San Jose, pairing him with either Kane or Pavelski in cash. He's under 5K on both sites, only 4,400 on FanDuel, so it makes a lot of sense there. Through 4 games, he's got 5 points, so he's been very good with those guys and skating with Pavelski and Kane. He isn't going to get a ton of shots, but just for the price, it helps you get in those high shot volume guys in exposure to a team that's looking to score 3-4 goals tonight. And then Yanni Gourde is skating with Braden Point. So if you're loading up your two-man stacks in other games, very expensive way to go. You need some value. Yanni Gourde makes sense. He's averaging four. He got 4 shots in his first game, skating with Braden Point. So definitely looking that way as well at 5,200 on DraftKings, 4,700 on FanDuel. Some wingers I'm looking at in GPP, kind of as a pivot, maybe not as popular. Well, I think Patrick Kane's going to be popular for sure, depending on where people want to spend up tonight. He may be one of the lower-owned guys that people are going to spend up on. And he's averaging like almost 23 minutes per game, just under 7 shots per game through three. He's already got 4 goals, so upside's very high with him. And I mentioned, Brad Marchand, pairing him with like David Pastrnak and Patrice Bergeron on the top line makes a lot of sense going up against Edmonton. Artemi Panarin, he's a little more expensive than Atkinson, doesn't have quite the shot volume, but getting him in GPP makes sense against Florida. Mikko Rantanen, he stands out just to try and get some more exposure. If you're going with Nathan MacKinnon, he makes a nice option to go with there for GPP. Jake Guentzel, again, not the high shot volume, and these are the guys I turn to in GPP who aren't getting a ton of shots but have upside. So he skates with Sidney Crosby and Patrick Hornquist on the top line, so definitely looking to him tonight. And that's pretty much, I talked about the cheap guys with Gordon LeBanc there, getting them in GPPs as well. And then moving over to the defense, if you're spending up tonight, I really like getting a piece of Morgan Rielly. He's been amazing for Toronto this year. Like I said, he skates on the top power play line. He's getting, not a ton of minutes at 21 minutes of ice time through 4 games, but he's got 10 points tied for the league lead with Matthews, getting 3.5 shots per game and just under 2 blocks per game. So just if he was in a tougher matchup, I wouldn't probably pay that price. But being that they're going up against Detroit and they're one of the highest projected scoring teams of the night, I like getting exposure to that game, especially if you're not going with like a Matthews or Tavares and Cash if you're not spending up there. I like going with a Riley and Marner to get exposure to that Toronto game tonight. A guy I always look to in cash games is Alexander Edler. He's got a tough matchup tonight. Normally, I would, you know, I'd look to him in all formats because he has been, he's got 4 points, three on the power play through three games. Vancouver's been a little bit overperforming. But for cash games, I'm definitely looking at Edler. He blocks a ton of shots. He averages just over 2 shots per game when he gets over 25 minutes of ice time. So he's got a high floor. And just kind of a, if you're looking for a nice stable option in cash games, he's definitely it, even in tough matchups. Going down a little bit cheaper into the 5K range, Eric Johnson for Colorado, kind of same story with him. He's got a lot more shot volume. He hasn't blocked a ton of shots this year, but he's coming off a season where he blocked just under 2.5 per game at right around 21, 22 minutes per game. And he's also got that offensive upside as well. He'll play on the top power play, top regular strength unit as well for Colorado. He's kind of a jack of all trades on defense for them and one of their top defensemen by far. Zach Werenski, price just seems too cheap in this matchup for Columbus, 4,800 on DraftKings, 52 on FanDuel. He hasn't recorded a point this year, so that's maybe some of the reason why the price is down, but he gets over 25 minutes per game, just under 4 shots per game, and just about 2 blocks per game. So he's another guy that's got a high floor. I'll probably stay away from him right now in GPPs just because, you know, he's kind of struggling to get points, but I think those will come. That can happen with defensemen where they'll just go on a little bit of slumps where you know, they're just not being utilized in the offensive side of things, but he does have a high floor. And from a points per dollar perspective, he's definitely there for cash games tonight. And then even cheaper yet, seems like a little bit of a bargain. Kind of the same situation. Hasn't recorded a point this year as Ryan Suter for Minnesota. 4,600 on DraftKings just seems way too low. 5,300 on FanDuel is a little more fair price, kind of where he's going to be. And, you know, within the next month or so, we're probably going to see him in the $5,500 range on DraftKings and closer to the $6,000 range on FanDuel. So getting exposure to him right now is good. He blocks shots. He averages over 25 minutes per game as well. He hasn't had the shot volume yet, but I believe that's going to come up from 1 per game. I think he's got 2 shots so far this year. I think that's going to start coming up. He's going to be in that probably 2 shots per game range, but having that 2 to 3 blocks per game really helps produce a high floor, especially from points per dollar at the price that he's at right now. And then like I always do, I talk about it pretty much every article. I like to, myself, strategy in cash games is going to like a mid-range guy and then going down and punting with a couple guys. One, sometimes two, if I'm this slate is maybe one of those slates where I'm going to do that, just to try and get exposure to those high-scoring teams and their forwards. So David Savard's one that stands out for Columbus at 4,100, 4,000 on FanDuel. He's not a high upside guy, but he does have a nice floor. He's up there on the top unit, skating about 23 minutes per game, and he's averaging over 2 shots per game and about 1.5 blocks per game. So that's just something I think that's a high enough floor for sure. You know, if you can get 2 shots, 2 blocks in the game, I think that's enough for 4,100, 4,000, and then skating on that top unit. He's got upside in this matchup, a little bit of upside, you know, at his price, where he could pick up a point as well and just totally crush his value. And then the guy who I think is going to be in that mid-4K range probably within the next 2-3 weeks here, if he keeps it up, is rookie Henry Jokiharu. He played in the WHL the last 2 years. He picked up 71 points for the Portland Winterhawks last year. I wrote him up in my article. He jumped up with the Blackhawks and through his first 3 games already has 5 points, so I think he's there to stay. He's got some, you know, heard some good words from coach Joel Quenneville that he's probably going to stick around. He's skating on the top unit, which is really nice to see, right around 20 minutes per game with Duncan Keith. He hasn't got power play time yet, but I think that's definitely in the cards for him in the near future, as he's going to jump up and either, you know, probably going to start him out on the second power play unit, but I think he could even work his way up to the top power play unit. He looks like, if you watch him on the ice, he looks like he fits. He doesn't look like a rookie out there that's lost. Looks like he feels very comfortable. I mean, he's only 3,600 on DraftKings, 3,900 in FanDuel. Some of the concern was he missed practice yesterday with an illness, but he was there for morning skate today, so I'm pretty positive that he's going to be out there in the starting lineup tonight. And at 20 minutes per game, the matchup isn't the greatest, like I said, against Minnesota going on the road. But at his price, I think we need to get on him right now because he's, like I said, he's going to be in that mid-4K range within the next week or two with the floor that he's providing and the added opportunity that he's probably going to get on the offensive end with the upside that he provides. So those are a couple cheap guys I'm looking at tonight. That kind of takes care of my cash game plays. I mean, for GPPs, Ryan McDonough for Tampa Bay in the mid-5K range. I also like going with either Erik Karlsson or Brent Burns for San Jose. I mentioned last podcast, I'm staying away from cash. They did both got some points last game, so definitely look into them in GPPs. John Carlson, if you want to spend up. So there's three guys at the top that you can spend up for tonight that make a lot of sense with upside. They're all getting like 24 to 27 minutes per game, and they have a ton of offensive upside. Carlson's had the better start to their John Carlson for Washington, that is. But Erik Karlsson and Brent Burns for San Jose got a good matchup against New York tonight, who is throwing out their second backup goaltender, I believe, tonight. If not, their defense just isn't very strong, and I think the upside's definitely there for them. So my top stacks of the night, on the sheet, on my DFS cheat sheet that I provide every day, you can get it in the comments section of the article, or you can go over to the member chat room for DFSR.com. I didn't write them up, but I list them with their total cap space that they're going to cost on DraftKings and FanDuel. And then any notes I kind of put to the side as well. So the five that I put on there today was Tampa Bay's line two, with, if you want to go in a little bit of the cheap side, Braden Point, Tyler Johnson, and Yanni Gourde. Only going to cost you 30% of your salary cap on DraftKings, only 29% on FanDuel. So that's kind of the value route that I'm going tonight. My top stack would be Boston 1, David Pastrnak, Patrice Bergeron, Brad Marchand. They're going to cost you quite a bit, 44% of your cap on DK and 43% on FanDuel. And then we've got San Jose 1 with Evander Kane, Pavelski, and LeBanc. 36% on DraftKings, 33% on FanDuel. And then I like stacking Toronto's power play. If you want to go with all four of Matthews, Tavares, Marner, and Riley, I don't mind going that route. It's going to cost a lot, about 59% on DK, 52% on FanDuel. But we've already seen they're clicking at, I believe they got 5 power play goals and 10 attempts, so 50% rate. Definitely going to regress, but they've just shown a ton of firepower lately, and getting exposure to all four of those makes a lot of sense. If you want to maybe take out the defenseman and Riley, it's going to cost you about 46% on DraftKings, 42% on FanDuel. And then Minnesota 2, I like them as a value as well. They're a little bit more expensive than Tampa 2, but not a whole lot. Parise, Granlund, and Koivu, 32% on DraftKings and 33.8% on FanDuel. So that kind of covers everything today. I went over some cash game picks. I went over some GPP picks. I went over some stacks, some value plays, talked about the matchups. So if you have any questions, definitely get over to DFSR.com, over to the member chat room. Hit me up there. I'm there up until lineup lock. You can also hit me up on Twitter at Jaeger_bombs9. And with that, I'd like to thank you for listening to the podcast. Thanks for checking out my articles. And if you're not a DFSR member yet, make sure to get over and get your 3-day free trial. Great time to do it with NFL on tap here on Sundays. We've got NBA season coming up here right away. So we've got projection systems as well as lineup optimizers. And for the NFL, we've also got Player Lab that I use every week when I do my premium stacks article as well. So get over, check out all that stuff, and let's see some green screens tonight, everyone. Good luck.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.